Chile held its presidential election yesterday, but without a clear majority vote, citizens will have to go back to the polls for a second round on December 15th. James Blears has this report.
It's been more than 20 years since a candidate has won outright with 50% or more of the vote in the first round of Chile's presidential election. This time around, with nine candidates, a political KO in round one was always going to be against the odds. Left of centre, former President Michelle Bachelet has gained almost 47% compared to her main rival, right of centre Evelyn Matthei, who's a former Minister of Labour in the administration of President Sebastián Piñera. She got 25%. The odds are now against Matthei. Undaunted, she says it's her job to make alliances with the other candidates while defining and crystallising the differences between her and Michelle Bachelet. She says Chile's better off than it was 4 years ago because of the policies of the current government. To remind Michelle Bachelet of her commitment for free education, especially the university kind, students have placed a banner in her campaign headquarters, stressing that power's focused on the streets and not in the presidential palace. Only about half of Chile's eligible 13.5 million voters turned out to vote. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.